Where do you get your strength? Where do we get our strength? You know, I was doing a little bit of research, and strongest men in the world, they can lift over 1,000 pounds. It's a lot of weight. I'm sure they do a lot of training. Where do they get their strength? We live in a world where the fastest, the strongest win. And in our world today, it seems like it's all about winning. And that's what a lot of us focused on. It's all about coming in first, being the strongest, being the fastest. You know, for illustration, on the construction crew, there was a young man started working there, and he was pretty outgoing and thought he was always the strongest and the best in everything they did. And there was an older guy on there. He told him, he said, I'll make a bet with you. He said, I'll bet you, you know, because he was always saying, the young guy was always saying how much he could do. He said, I'll bet you $50 I'd take that wheelbarrow and I could take a load over to that building and it's that you can't bring back. Young man said, of course, I'll take that bet in a heartbeat. You're an old man. I can beat you any time of the day. The old man grabbed the wheelbarrow and he said, get in. So it's not always about being the strongest and about being the fastest. Where do we get our strength? Where do you get your strength? Do you get your strength from friends and family, the brotherhood in the church, being alone, having alone time, or as the athlete, they get their strength from training? There's a lot of ways we can gain our strength. Whenever we feel weak, alone, forsaken, confused, I'd like to read the 121st Psalm. This psalm is it's not a very long psalm, but this passage has a lot in it. The 121st Psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy outgoing and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. You know, this little passage here is an encouragement because it talks about he's our strength day and night. I mean, and always. He's always there constantly. He's with us. He's a presence and a protector for us. And a thing that really strikes me is that the maker of the universe is our help and our protection. We can have a personal relationship with him. We don't need to be the strongest, and we don't need to be the fastest. There's a couple examples that in the Old Testament that came to mind. One of them was Gideon. You know, he was an inexperienced leader, and he took on thousands of soldiers with 300 men. And you talk about an underdog, and that was the case there. And also David, when he was young, he was just a kid, and he faced a giant. And, I mean, this is literally a giant. And all he had was a sling and a stone. But there's one thing in common. There's one thing in common that these two had that we can have today. They found their strength in the Lord. They didn't rely on their own. Because if they would rely on their own with the odds they were faced, it wasn't very good. You wouldn't bet on those odds. But they did have one thing in common. They found their strength in the Lord. You know, there's a song, "Well, Jesus Loves Me," that the children sing. The last part of that says that we are weak and he is strong. But in Philippians 4:13, it talks about, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now, I think that's where we can get our strength. That's where our strength comes from, is walking close to Jesus. And in walking close to Jesus, we can have the assurance that we have his strength, we have his power, and we have his ability to deal with our daily struggles that we face every day by walking close to Jesus, because we can do all things through him. And I want to read a couple of verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 7 through 10, Paul's talking about his thorn in the flesh that he had. I think this also can apply to whatever we have. Beginning at verse 7, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And that is through Christ. I just want to leave a couple thoughts with you. The first one is what's stated in this verse. God said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness," or in our weakness. His strength is made perfect. And also, the earlier in the verse, it says, "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." I think that's a great comfort to us. No matter what we're faced with, what we're struggling with, that is a great comfort. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.